All right, so welcome to episode four, right? Four, right?
Four, yes.
Yeah, we're on episode four now of the BDB podcast. And today we have Chris.
What it is!
Is that what you went for? Okay.
I went for that one. He put me in the spot straight away and I panicked.
All right, we have Selby.
I wish I was a Power Ranger.
And we have Ty.
Pop the mile of sweat.
I'll sit on for Danger Zones. Fuck, can we start again?
Nah, we're already gone.
Oh, okay.
Right. So
I didn't want to go first just for reference. I didn't want to be first, but I suppose no, you didn't even go off Belk order. Never mind. Fuck you, Jared.
I'm loving our new call signs.
Good call thing, you call.
All right, good call signs anyway. All right, today we have quite a lot of news. There's a shitload of Halo news for some fuck. We have quite a lot of other stuff.
Yeah, but it's pretty much.
It's mainly Xbox, though.
And Defiance.
Oh, but it's Xbox, like all our podcasts. Convenient.
Alright, Ty, you'll get your Defiance spot, don't worry.
Yeah.
Alright.
Defiance spot coming.
Okay, we have a start off for Halo news. It is actually what Xbox has dubbed Halo Drop Shock Week. For Halo 4, we've had two pieces of DLC to come out on Monday.
Chris. So that's Stark Knight. So yeah, obviously the castle map pack, which was the final part of the season pass. I haven't really got that much of a chance to play with it because I've been busy and I've been doing this and that this week. But from I did get to play in one of the maps, I fucking forget the name now, but it feels like Toof. It feels like Toof, like it's like a nice cityscape, but just it feels like you're playing Toof again.
It's good, I like Toof. Although
it's a great map.
It's weird you're actually saying that though, because I'm trying to visualize how this plays, like the maps, because the tagline for this map pack is it is a vehicle based.
It's ghost everywhere, like all the MLG guys, like the stroller and shit, we're just tweeting like fucking ghost everywhere, and it's fucking true, man. Like later on, like we'll jump on later and just see the shit.
Yeah,
I really like vehicle based maps. That's my like the way I like to play. I like the
maps
big bottles. Stuff.
The maps are
like
quite
small. A tank and blowing shit up.
See, the maps are quite small, but
small
there's a lot of vehicles.
So what are they like?
It's a complete death trap, because one of the maps was like, there's a Wraith, there's a Mantis, there's Ghost, there's Warthogs, it's way too much all on one small map.
They hate tanks
in Halo now for some reason.
There's only one map that has a Scorpion.
Yeah, it's the big team map,
I forget the name of it, but every cunt picks it as soon as it pops up.
Because the Scorpions.
Yeah, pretty much. And ignores the Goshawk as well, man.
But with the introduction of the new thing where, you know, you get so many kills, you can, like, basically summon a Spartan laser, the tanks have become much less...
Spartan lasers are not even worth it, though.
Spartans are shite, man.
You take out a tank, so if you see a tank, you just call
it. No,
they
don't.
That's what I do.
I don't know what the fuck you're doing then, but it never fucking works like a bus.
Sally has a super laser, fucking...
I get one, and I save it until I see someone in a tank.
It just doesn't work, though.
But I didn't care, because I don't actually care about my rank on Halo.
It's three maps again, isn't it?
Yeah, it's always three.
Yeah. I know what map you're talking about now, but it's like Turf, because that sounds like the one that they showed at GDC.
Probably was one showed GDC, considering that was just before the Castle Pack.
Yeah, that makes sense then. So Castle Map Pack is out now for 800 Microsoft points, or download it with the Season Pass that you got with the Special Edition.
Or if you didn't get the Season Pass, they've reduced the price on the Season Pass now, haven't they? Is it reduced, or is that the price it always was?
No, it's not reduced yet. Not yet.
Well, it's going to be reduced.
We're getting there, though. We'll get to that.
But when it is reduced...
You may as well just tell them now. I mean, we're fucking talking about it.
Exactly.
This Friday is part of the other part of Halo Drop Shock Week. They are having a sale on Halo 4 DLC. The Season Pass will be reduced by 400 Microsoft points, and it will cost 1,200. Then, individually, the Crimson and Majestic will be sold for 200 Microsoft points, so that's 200 less.
200? 200 points per map? Then you've got 600?
Yeah, I'd say 200 less.
Is that per map or per map pack?
It's 600 per map pack, so it's 600 points gets you three maps.
Yeah.
So it's still cheaper to buy the season pass.
Only if you want all three.
Yeah.
All three map packs, not all three maps.
All three map packs, yes.
Yeah.
Like we said before, we don't really give a fuck. We don't care much for the DLC. It just doesn't feel right.
The second DLC pack was good, though.
It was alright.
It was better than fucking Crimson.
I have not played any of it.
Yeah, I just hate how excluded you are if you don't get the map packs.
No, like, it's okay if you don't have the map packs. Like, me and Jared play with Burnout all the time, and he doesn't have any of them. But whenever you pick a game, it's just like, you don't have all DLC. It's like, yeah, you don't give a fuck.
I remember at Halo Reach, if you didn't have, like, all the map packs, you couldn't play certain game modes.
Yeah.
But if you had one map pack missing, you couldn't even play, like,
most
any of the map packs, because everybody who's in those playlists didn't even have one of the map packs.
So anyway, like, it was a very flawed system. I remember, like, me and Jared would just get, we spent a good, I don't know, it was probably a good 2 days straight trying to get, like, 2 achievements in Halo Reach.
Like,
you stayed at my house for like a couple of days and we just sat trying to fucking get that shit for like 2 days.
I forgot about that. That was good times.
Yeah, just fucking microwave pinginis and fucking trying to get achievements. And it was like, nah, fucking happening. Like,
microwave pinginis and your dog mauling the fuck out of me for it.
Yo, microwave Indian food's the shit.
I think any Chinese takeaway food warmed up the next morning.
No, the best thing to do is fucking pizza.
Nah.
Like, there was one day, like, I made 2 pizzas, like, 1.5, and I just left one in the microwave and just had a good cold so I could have it the next day. Just because I knew it would taste better.
I bought a Chinese once and put it in the fridge.
I don't think I've ever heard of you be so organized.
I mean, I'm pretty organized.
I haven't heard of Chris thinking that far ahead before, but I've heard him being organized.
Come on.
anyway.
Well, why you gotta?
I shall need nourishment.
Okay, so, we also, when that DLC was released on Monday, we also got our competitive skill ranking system.
Does that matters?
Yeah, well,
we were excited about it, and then it's like, it's just gonna work, like, really badly again.
It's fucking, yeah, it's 1 to 50 system that Halo 2 Halo 3 had. Yeah, per playlist individually, but, it really doesn't, it's really too late at this point. It should have been there from the start.
Like, the life cycle for Halo 4 is, like, going a lot faster than any Halo game.
Can I ask? Okay. Yeah. So if you are, say you were currently level 50 in Halo, what now happened to that?
No, I think your rank is, your level is completely separate from your rank. Like, hopefully by the end of tonight, I'll finally get off my ass and finish doing my 130.
Like, I get off your ass, you mean sit down on your ass and play Halo.
Yeah, finally play Halo again, pretty much. So if by the end of today, I should have my 130 because I've been slacking like a motherfucker. So I'll just get that. Like, I want to try and get it before the whole thing comes out.
Well, speaking of which, if you want to get your rank, today they released a whole new set of challenges. So brand new challenges that we've never had before.
Yeah, so to explain this, instead of people, like, because Ty was like a bit confused, I think, because they were saying there's a new challenge every week. It means a whole new selection of challenges. So
we've not had before.
So like, normally when you'd play Halo 4,
that's pretty cool.
Like, every week, like, at some point during the week, you'd get the same daily challenge that you had from the previous week.
Fucking
so annoying. So on Monday, say you had, you know, kill 150 grunts or whatever. And then next Wednesday, you'd have a kill 150 grunts. Now it's a completely new selected set of challenges to go from.
Now it's going to kill 200 grunts instead of 150. And then
everybody's
going to be happy.
Yeah, more than that. Essentially.
Are they keeping the old ones and adding to them? Or are they going to Super Smash Bros?
No, they're keeping the old ones, too.
Oh, okay. That's good.
Yeah,
I loved how you worded
that. They
make
like a Super Smash Bros game mode for Halo. Like, an elite, the Arbiter plays different.
What I meant was, like, when they were showing Super Smash Bros. Brawl, they kept saying, "Oh, we're going to put in Lucario and all these two new characters,
Sonic and Snake."
What they didn't say was that they were replacing old characters. So it's all well good to say that you're bringing in new stuff, but without telling us that you're replacing old stuff.
I'd imagine there's no point in removing them because that would just defeat the purpose of developing.
They did it to Brawl. And I was pissed off.
Who they remove in Brawl?
Like, in Melee, for example, had Mewtwo and Jigglypuff and stuff like that out.
Lucario was Mewtwo, dog. That was
it. Yeah, but why replace him? Why not just have both?
Yeah.
Or alternate skins.
Why not both? Yeah.
It's exactly the fucking
same. I remember one day when we were at Dragon Slayers, I looked over and they were playing Super Smash Bros. Brawl, and someone was playing.
That was Project M.
Oh yeah, someone was playing as Gogeta, and I got so angry. I was like, "Wait a minute, you can play as Gogeta in Super Smash Bros. How did I miss this?" And I was really angry. And then Chris calmed me down.
Yeah, that's they just make it skin packs on SD.
I don't know if you've seen it, but in Pokemon X and Y,
Mew 3. Has it been confirmed?
Suspected Mew 3.
No, yeah, I'm pretty sure it's confirmed.
No, it hasn't been confirmed yet.
It's confirmed. The video is confirmed, but the name isn't.
Yeah, no, the Pokemon's confirmed, but obviously I haven't gamed it yet, so everyone's suspecting it's just going to be Mew 3.
It would make sense if it was Mew 3. It looks a lot like a Mew 2.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, there'd be no reason for it not to be in the Mew
And the reason why they made Mew 2 is because it's Mew number 2.
Yeah, of course.
Okay, the official description of it is from the new movie Extreme Speed Genesect, Mewtwo Awakens, and it is a Pokemon closely related to Mewtwo.
It's definitely Mew 3, then.
Yeah. I would hope so.
I
don't want it to be a new form, that would piss me off.
Or they'll say 3 in a different language, like Mew Trace.
Mew Trace sounds so awesome, but I expect it to be the
Mew Trace does sound awesome.
Yeah, I mean,
they
like Moltres?
Totally name it Mew Trace.
Moltres.
We're going to get a predation going, guys?
No, but we're talking about Americans and Japanese people playing. They don't know how to pronounce Spanish, so it'll be Mew Trace.
That's why the birds are named at, I'm pretty sure.
Stress, yeah.
Because it's Otter King, Moltres, and Zapdos, so Uno's Doze and Tres.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. So you do say Trace. So, ha, suck my balls.
Anyway, so, yeah, back to Halo, anyway, sorry.
As well as
part of the Halo Week, they're finally adding the Halo... The Halo 3 ODST to Games On Demand for $15. We're assuming that'll be £15 as well.
Yeah, because that's usually the way it works. Then, to that'd wrap
really
up...
Good change.
We might as well wrap up Halo, because the other two parts are tiny news. On Tuesday, yesterday, the second part of the soundtrack came out, and tomorrow, on Thursday, you can win some new Avatar shirt. Because
everyone
like
cursed so much about that.
Yay,
saying that, I'm probably the, like, out of everyone you guys know, I'm probably the person who spends the most on Avatar crap.
Probably.
I really don't. Like, I bought a Transformers t-shirt and I was happy.
I've bought quite a bit from the Avatar marketplace.
Today, I just bought a Keep Baird Alive t-shirt, or was it Carmine?
Carmine,
yeah.
Shows
yeah,
how much
but I also had a Baird t-shirt. I forgot what the Baird t-shirt was.
Chicks love the Baird.
Yeah, totally. Got
see, the day they bring an Iron Man suit out for my Avatar,
no,
I'm spend the most money.
I'm pretty sure it really is.
No.
I'm not too sure, but check onto the Ultimate Marvel. I think it's out. If not, I'm not too sure, but check that later.
I will.
Just where we're starting, I mean, it always annoyed me how they called ODST. It was Halo 3 ODST. Technically, it should be Halo 2 ODST.
Yeah.
Because
anyway.
Or even just Halo 2.5 would have been happening after that. But
Halo 2.5.
Why Halo 2 ODST?
Because it takes place after the Halo 2 missing, where the ship jumps from the fucking...
Oh, yeah.
Speaking about ODST there, this is the campaign ODST was awesome. It was just...
It was way too short and easy to do. Me and Luke, we did it in a day.
I did it pretty fucking
couple
you know
it
was pretty awesome I saw? Did you know Destiny was teased in ODST?
Yeah.
Oh, I saw that.
Yeah.
Years ago. That was so cool.
It was teased in, I think it was teased in Halo 3 as well. There was some teasers for it. I'm not too sure about
it's,
that.
It said, it was in ODST, it says Destiny awaits.
Yeah.
I saw that. And it has a picture of the little moon off in the distance.
Gorilla pimping.
It's pretty awesome how his hide things got in grooms.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Clever. Oh my god. Sega Rap Box on the ground and heel, Half-Life 3 confirmed.
What?
Sega Rap Box on the ground and heel, Half-Life 3 confirmed.
Oh, I didn't know what the fuck you said there for a second.
No, I'm just... Anything is evidence for Half-Life 3.
It is true, I guess.
It's all evidence.
Dead people. So, along with that, we've had a couple of release dates for games. The new Batman game.
Oh,
Batman Origins.
So I'd be pretty excited for this, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, well, I'd be pretty excited too, because the other two games are fucking awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Batman Origins is a prequel to Arkham Asylum and Arkham City.
I think it falls title is Arkham Origins. Because it, like, sort of shows
how right,
it probably is.
I think it's meant to show the first time Batman encounters a lot of the villains, and it's based around the Year One comic book. So the likes of Black Skull will be making his first appearance and stuff in it. And it's probably going to show how they ended up in Arkham for the first time. So I'm kind of hoping it gives us more of Gotham to move around.
Should be a good long game.
I want a Flash movie, dude.
I don't.
There is a Flash movie.
Yeah, but like a good one.
I think if there was a Flash movie, it would be over really quick. Ah.
Fucking die of fire.
The thing is, the problem with Flashes is they can't get movement effects right in any realistic... can't do it. Movement effects are the bane of movies' existence.
They could do it like Smallville, where he like moves fast and everyone else is going really slow. Like, it gives the effect that he's moving really quickly.
Yeah, just camera checks as opposed to getting into the whole digital side of things.
Yeah.
Yeah, I suppose you could do that.
If you're going to make a movie about a dude that moves at the speed of light, it is going to be over really quickly. How fast is Flash movie yet? I'm not a...
Very.
I tell you anything you want to know about the Marvel Universe, but I know very little. I know he tops in the energy called Speed Force, which is the lamest name for an energy ever.
I don't know. I could probably find worse.
It sounds like, you know, the, when the people try to name their new Razor, they just throw in as many manly sounding words as they can.
But yes, back to Batman. Tangents, sorry. The fuck.
Tangents are the best things ever, though. You're always against tangents, but it always leads to something funny. Joe, you're just a fun killer.
I let them go for a bit, but then they start taking the piss from tangents to tangents. Those good other tangents.
Jared's like our mum. Things are getting out of hand. Behave yourself.
But yeah, Selby, have you played Arkham City?
I've played all the Arkham games, and I have.
Okay.
And by all he means both.
Alright, without spoiling things too much, there's loads,
it's been more than 2 weeks, you can spoil it.
Nah, still don't like spoiling things. There's loads of, like, openings for the sequel, and I think so.
Oh, I know. I like the fact that there's a lot of collectibles.
They just left it open. The plan was just leave it open. It's the same with fucking Asylum show, like that Easter egg, like just pretty much tells them that, yeah, we're making another game.
Yeah.
I would like to see a sequel to Arkham City, but I'm happy to see the prequel as well.
I'd prefer a prequel to Asylum than a sequel to City, I guess.
Well, City was fun, but by any problem with it, it's just like, this is called Arkham City, but it isn't very big.
It was bigger than the Asylum, though.
It was obviously bigger than Asylum, but it should have been bigger.
I mean, that's
the point. It's like in a city itself, but...
Yeah. But yeah. I mean, I think that with the prequel, they could make it bigger, because if it's the first time you're meeting a lot of the villains and sending them to Arkham Asylum, they could be anywhere in Gotham City.
Yeah, that's what I imagine. We'd have the rest of Gotham City for roam in. So
that's what I'm hoping for. That's what I'm so hoping for.
Big ass city is up there as a requirement, like.
Oh, of course. I mean, they would have to make it bigger. I mean, go big or go home.
Speaking of going big or going home,
Batman take drugs.
And by speaking of going big or home, I mean going completely off this fucking farm simulator.
You jump in the farm
simulator? I don't even give two fucks. Farm simulator.
You've been itching to fucking talk about farm simulator.
I've been playing the shit out of farm simulator in demo on my 3DS like a motherfucker. Like, I don't know what the fuck it is about that game. It is just, I need to play this.
I just think you like harvesting corn.
No, I just like driving tractors, man, being asshole with
it. I'll get excited when I get train simulator because it's just singing all day long. No joke.
Yeah, no fucking. It's just you get a tractor and you just drive it around like an asshole. It's like, tractor shouldn't do this.
I really don't know sometimes whether you two are being serious or not about these things.
I'm being deadly sincere.
He's actually being genuine.
I want fucking Farm Simulator.
Serious.
Yo, Ty, you're good for Farm Simulator, right?
Farm Simulator is the bomb diggity.
Have you seen some of those simulators you can buy, like fucking Street Cleaner Simulator?
Don't be talking smack on Street Cleaner.
Smaller as fuck, dude. You can make bridges all day.
What's the release date on that, Chris?
So the first week of September. It hasn't really been a precise date, but I mean,
yeah, that's precise enough, I suppose.
Okay, I'm going to say the fifth. I'm going to say 5th of September.
You're calling the 5th?
I'm calling the 5th. Prove me wrong.
I'll call 3rd. I'll go 3rd.
So that'll be good.
4th.
Ty.
2 years from now.
okay, so we're going to go ahead and assume Ty's lost already.
Ty, do you have that much trouble with our accents?
Desert camo.
Desert camo, so Black Ops, yeah, that's a thing.
That was the perfect answer.
You're tying it in, the absolute fuck.
I'm tying it in, someone has to fucking be around here, like.
Selby, you watched the video on the Black Ops 2 DLC.
Oh, man.
Because that was your job.
Actually, it looks so good. I like how these ones are just not serious at all. It's like, fuck it, let's just have some fun. Can we put lava in this map? Yes, we can. It is awesome.
Yeah, the maps actually look, the way they play and the way they've like structured them, they explain why the map is a certain shape.
Fuck my dick.
No, Chris.
Right, no, fucking right. Jared, you know this problem. I was on my fucking phone and I was like, because I got a fucking message out from Burnout. Right, so I was like scrolling down on my phone on Facebook, and I fucking just liked like 7 fucking things.
That's the most annoying thing in the fucking
Chris,
world.
This is a good time to be fucking answering text messages.
Did you like anything awkward?
I did, but I was off that.
Alright. But it's still, they're gonna think you're a cunt because of
no, that. I immediately unliked it because it caught on.
It still pops up, but did you like it?
Yeah, but I unliked it, it gave me the quickly, so it's okay.
It's a cunt, people, it's okay.
Okay, yeah, Black Ops DLC. Yeah, the DLC, the maps, they look really, really nice. And
oh, they're so polished and well-made. They just look excellent. And
it
there's
just,
a dinosaur.
Fuck Call of Duty. Even though I just got World of War. But fuck Call of Duty.
I love how Ty sounds like he's such a fucking reject. I just got World of War. 2013.
There is a dinosaur in one of the maps, therefore they has win.
No! No! Yes. Fucking no! Right, yes. Dinosaurs and maps don't make wing. Fucking
yes,
Strachan.
Do.
Strachan.
I don't give a fuck about Strachan. I've never played it.
Yeah, don't.
But if you put a dinosaur in any game, I'm gonna have a go. I love dinosaurs. I do. They're scaly, they're cuddly. I mean, scaly. I would love to come home one day.
Fucking shout out to Paul.
Scaly and cuddly, shout out to Paul.
That makes sense.
I hope you're happy there.
This picture says giving people with swag steady jobs since 1940. It's a picture of McDonald's.
Nice.
Lord.
All right, so in the Call of Duty map pack, it comes with it's 5 maps, 4 multiplayer and 1 zombies.
I like that they're doing another one of the celebrity zombies map.
Yeah, the celebrity is really good. There's Michael.
Is it still Nazi zombies in Black Ops 2?
Yeah.
Or is it
Nazi
zombies?
I think it's still Nazi zombies.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so celebrities.
I'm just waiting for the new event sound for the song to come for fucking the release. That's all I'm waiting for.
The celebrities are Michael Madison, Ray Liotta, Joe Pantolano. Yeah, got that one. Chaz Palminteri.
Do I have to take two in that one now?
Nah, I'm not even going to suffer twice on that one. But yeah, the zombie map's called Mob of the Dead, and it takes place in Alcatraz Prison.
Which is awesome.
In like the 1940s or 1930s.
Did you guys know there's actually a coherent plot to the zombie maps?
Yeah, there is. There's like a big story behind it. It's quite hard to do, though. You need to do like shitloads of research.
You know every zombies map looks like a dick if you look at the map?
I don't believe you. I think you're talking
myself.
Shit. I think you're talking shit, Ty. I'm calling bullshit on this one, Ty.
So you calling shenanigans?
I'm calling shenanigans.
Okay, so you want to call shenanigans?
Yes.
Okay.
Alright, so, like, I think it's supposed to be due out the 16th of April, so 6 days.
I really like the celebrity zombies map. They're always really good.
Oh, like I said, that's good to know.
The only thing that I'm like waiting for is the event Sanford something with it.
It's that's good to note. Xbox gets it earlier than PC and PS3, so.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah. I think there are 2 previous celebrity zombies maps. There's the horror one, and the
president. Horror one was incredible.
And the president's one was really good too. So
yeah,
the celebrities ones are always really good, but they're usually the last one they released. So don't be looking forward.
My
to
my favorite one's the president one. Definitely.
Shout out to America, eh, Ty?
America.
Shout out to America.
Ty, who's your favorite president?
Who's our president?
Who's your favorite president?
My favorite president? Oh, Nixon, George W.
You were just saying Nixon.
I knew he was going to say Nixon. I knew.
Oh, I was you can't go without Watergate. Oh, Reagan. Reagan. Everyone
Reagan
loves
smash.
Iran Contra. I read Contra all day.
Oh my, guys, I read a thing. I don't know if this is true or not, but I read a thing about Reagan the other day. And didn't he have like Alzheimer's? He was going nuts.
Probably.
Yeah, well, he had Alzheimer's, and he used to spend hours cleaning the leaves out of his pool, and his secret service agents would be putting leaves back into the pool so that he would keep cleaning the pool and not know how long he'd been there for. But it kept him out of trouble.
Yo, Secret Service are total trolls, man. That's amazing.
But they did it because it kept him out of trouble. Oh, and another, see why we're on like interest.
They did it just to laugh and drink Mai Tais. That's all they did it for. Yo, Reagan, chill out here.
Pool,
we'll drink some more.
Let us know when you're done.
And then, like when he turns away, the fucking empty buckets of leaves just into the pool.
And then they'll get high and have Gandhi come over. Gandhi will say some like spiritual shit, and they'll just be like, "That's right, Gandhi."
See why we're on awesome facts that Selby learned this week. Okay, do you know Ewan McGregor, the guy who played Obi-Wan Kenobi?
Yes,
I think everyone's aware of Ewan McGregor.
Okay,
but go on.
Do you know he has a brother, right? And his brother is in the RAF. And do you know what his call sign is?
What?
Obi-2.
Love it.
That is the greatest thing ever.
That is actually pretty.
So wait, your brother was Obi-1. Yeah, you can be Obi-2.
Shout out to Ogre.
Yeah. Ogre? Who the fuck's Ogre?
Jared knows what I'm on about.
I know you're down.
You know what I'm doing.
Did you know Cashfire Cat from Alice in Wonderland is actually a dragon?
What?
What the fuck did you just say to me?
Did you just call the Cheshire Cat Cashfire Cat?
Yes, and he's a dragon.
God damn it.
Everybody's been pronouncing it wrong the whole time and didn't know that he was a dragon.
So are you right?
Ty, where did you get this information?
My background picture. It's the Cashfire Cat, and I just thought of dragons at the same time because I feel like playing Dark Souls, and I was like, yo, Dragon Cat.
Speaking of Dark Chris, Sam.
Yes.
I mean, I'm getting,
You're getting the hang of it. Okay. On episode 3, first of all, before we get in, this episode 3, I have to apologize for the bad audio and that. That was, kind of my bad. Because, I was.
You're bad, Chris.
Off location.
I'm just sheep.
Put it that way.
Chris, I'm the sheep.
Chris and the sheep. But let's not get into that right now, because, that's just not.
Okay.
Shut up, shall we? I didn't even hear what you said about the time you shut up. So, last week we decided, thanks to Jared's generosity, to have a competition to win a copy of, I'm going to get it this time, Darksiders! Hey! Darksiders 1
for
Steam.
PC.
And not Darkstalkers.
Not Darkstalkers.
I learned.
Maybe we'll give away Darkstalkers in the future.
Fuck off,
maybe.
I'm keeping that, forget it. Anyway, so, the question was very simple, it was just name the four horsemen from, I'm gonna say Darkstalkers, name the four horsemen from Darksiders.
Hey, Chris,
I should not be doing
this. Do you know them yet? You didn't know them last week.
Yes.
What are they? I can hear him clicking in the background.
No, you're mistaken.
They let him do it. We can read out the answer.
Okay, yes. I completely forgot again. Because they changed two of the names, and I was like, oh, fuck, I didn't even know that. Okay, so the requirement was just name the four of them, and then give your answer with the hashtag BDB podcast. We had actually had a very decent amount of entries, considering...
What was it, 10, yeah?
We had 10 entries, and considering it was our third episode, I'm happy enough with that.
I'm happy enough with that. Don't know who some of the people are, which I'm even happier with.
Yeah, thank you to everyone who entered.
Tortoise.
Shut the fuck up.
I like tortoises.
Right, fine. Someone had a fucking turtle, and they entered.
That was awesome.
Right, Selby.
Anyway... So, the question was, name the four horsemen. The correct answer was Death, War, Fury, and Strife.
Yep.
And
that's it for Dark Souls. This is like general.
No, because Strife and Fury had the names changed from Famine and Pestilence.
Yeah.
Oh, true.
See, last week I was like, oh, yeah, I know, and I typed it in, and they were like, no, you're fucking wrong. I was like, oh, my God.
Pestilence. Yo, that's gotta be one. Awesome ass. Imagine if you actually see Pestilence in real life. He must smell like shit but look dope at the same time.
Ty, have you ever watched Supernatural?
Selby!
What?
Shut up for 2 seconds so we finish this.
Wait, so who won? Tell me who won.
I'm fucking trying to. Okay. So I've put all the names here into a random name selector and I will randomly pick the name.
I'm Joe Wood!
Okay. And our winger, which was actually our first entrant, is at groovy-guy.
Woo!
Hey.
Guy.
So yeah, congratulations to groovy-guy, which is Jerry Begley.
Hey.
I don't know who that is.
Jerry, all sorts of Jerry winning.
So congratulations to at groovy-guy, and sorry to everyone else who entered. Bad luck next time, I guess.
So are we going to PM him the code or something?
I have Magicka and Call of Duty World of War to give away. Can I make questions? Have them do it?
Yes.
Yeah, but we'll do one per thing if you want.
Okay. Ray, do you Magicka this week?
Okay, just give him 2 seconds here just to go for this. Okay, right. So what we'll do is what the fuck happened to the call? Oh, okay. So evidently the call just dropped. So I'm
call
gonna,
hasn't
I'm gonna
dropped.
Wait. It dropped
it has
for me.
To drop, pussy.
It dropped Selby.
Oh, it dropped Selby, okay. Well, he'll be back. Let's cut that. I'm not gonna cut that.
Selby, you back?
Is he back?
Nah, fuck him. Right, continue.
That's awkward. Okay, we're trying to get him back in there, I suppose. Is Mike spazzing?
Chris, remove him.
Okay, I'm just gonna pause. Okay, I'll fix this. Hey, we're back! Okay, yeah, so, we had a few issues there, instead we got dropped from the call, so we had to go and do, you know, this.
Oh, Selby, have you got, like, fucking Tesco out there?
And then I found a dick in a box.
Fuck you. This is the first time my internet has had problems. Fuck you, Jared.
Anyway. So,
love you, America.
Okay.
Well, titles.
We're just gonna keep going here anyway. So, the other games that was announced was, Lost Planet 3 was being delayed.
Yeah,
I'm
Lost
so
Planet 3.
I'm so excited for Lost Planet 3. Lost Planet 2, a lot of people don't think so. One of my favorite multiplayer games. It was so dope.
It was okay. It wasn't horrible.
It was awesome. You can freaking, like, fight the... I don't even know. I'm just going to call them arachnids just for shits and gigs. Arachnids were so awesome to kill when you're fighting in the multiplayer. And then all the random boxes with the crazy-ass guns you get. That was the best crazy-ass guns.
They're called Icarids.
Yeah, that's a thing.
I love arachnids, my alien species. No, they're Icarids. Nice, right touch. I know my alien species.
I know your mama's big-ass titties. Ah!
My mama not your bollockson.
So fucking will.
Lost Planet 3 was delayed to August 27th of this year. It was supposed to come out last year at some point, then it was delayed till early this year, and now it's been delayed again.
Oh god.
But Sega, is it Sega?
Yeah,
Sega. No, sorry, Capcom.
Capcom?
Oh, sorry, I thought we were talking about what was coming next on the list.
No, we're getting there. Capcom also released some pre-order bonuses. They showed off what you can get instead of the game being released.
Okay.
So my
YouTube subscription was just spammed with like 8 videos all being like, oh, I was like, I don't give a shit, I'm not gonna watch any of this.
I'll post the pre-order bonuses so I know what to reserve it from.
Yeah, I'll link you to them after the podcast show. Yeah.
Or now, pussy.
Yeah, I'll do it later.
What are you doing now?
Let me tie it off podcast. The fever and then
Yeah, I do. Shocking news, the Wii U has scrapped Aliens.
Oh no.
That console that barely anyone bought, again, not going to have that game that barely anyone bought.
Actually, quite a lot of people bought that, to be honest. It was just a lot of people were disappointed.
It looked pretty cool, not going to lie.
Yeah, that's the problem. It looked cool. We're not even going, we've already done this. It looked cool. It wasn't.
Imagine Super Smash Bros. For that thing, just like spawning in items and just totally fucking with the map while people are playing. I would totally just make everybody die and then ruin the multiplayer and be one of those guys.
Since you say multiplayer though, one of the biggest ones for this year has to be Defiance.
Woo!
Where it's our tie and Celebrity Buffet excited about. So do you guys want to talk a little bit about that?
Defiance?
Yes.
Awesome.
It is a baller, first of all. Okay.
I think that the major artful thing is a really nice new take on boss battles.
And they updated it, because the thing is, I think we talked about Arcfalls 2 episodes ago, since I was, not in the last one. And I know it was a really shitty episode, because it wasn't there. I'm sorry, our viewers. I mean, listeners.
We had so many guys complaining that Ty wasn't here.
I know, exactly. So...
Ty, right. Has Defiance lived up to the hype?
No. But no, it's still awesome.
But it's still awesome.
It's the thing is, it's an MMO, you know. MMOs have tough time releases. All know World of Warcraft was booty as fuck when it first came out. Let's be honest here.
Oh, yeah.
It just needs is a little bit of updates. They updated so much good shit, because in Arcfalls, you have to kill these, like, it's like a big-ass boss battle.
Yeah.
It's like, what I can compare it to is Guild Wars 2, their big-ass boss battle events that they have. And
there's a difference between major Arcfalls and minor Arcfalls.
Yeah. But in the major Arcfalls, they made some of the things way too tanky. So they got really boring. But they updated it, and now they're easier to kill. It wasn't even that you would die often. It was just that you would just be sitting there letting ammunition out of your gun. Like, 10 clips later, one will be dead. You have to hit the main boss, and then two more will spawn, and you're just going to fucking kill yourself with that.
I think you run out of time more than what... was the problem, because you got like 20 minutes to do a major arc for him, right?
I never ran out of time once doing it, but...
I haven't, but I came really close in the last one. I had like... Chris was listening to me playing the last one. I'm like, oh my god, Chris, I have no ammo.
I know what the fuck you've been talking about. Like, yeah.
And it was like, it was Hellbugs. It was like, you know, the big Hellbug one.
Also, another big thing that in Defiance that's been kind of slacking, that everybody says, oh, it's for PvP balance, but they could do a patch that makes PvP and PvE different. With the gun damage and stuff, there's like no loot progression in the game. A white weapon could be just as good as an orange weapon of level 1000, like the first white weapon you get. Just because it's meant to be so balanced for PvP.
Yeah, I was complaining to Chris actually that I cannot find a gun to replace the gun that I started with. Because they're all.
I got two orange, which are legendary, the best items you could get.
Yeah.
And they're just like the other ones. Just like, except this one detonates on impact and stuff.
I will say this. I mean, for the PC, it may not be that revolutionary, but on the Xbox, it's actually a nice new way of doing things, because there's not a lot of games that are MMORPGs on the Xbox. I mean, granted, the first
last
thing
one I remember was Final Fantasy XI, which I did actually play the shit out of for
a bit. Yeah, and it was
and
fun.
Then there was Phantasy Star as well. Phantasy Star was fun, but only for the goddamn demo. How much fucking hours did we spend on that Phantasy Star demo?
Just
yelling shit, and we started dancing. One of our friends, Daniel, me and him, we actually planned out a dance to no Leak Spin.
The Leak Spin dance.
There was we found a rave remix version of Leak Spin, and we made a dance for it, consisting of the different motions you can do in Phantasy Star Universe Online.
And then we filmed it and put it on YouTube.
I'll link it to you guys here if you want, but I thought it was fucking hilarious.
It is. And then our buddy Shiv screws it up at the end by bouncing the Irish jig.
Shout out to Shiv anyway. I hope his back's getting better.
Oh yeah, buddy Shiv's got a bad back. I hope he's doing well out there.
Fell off a cliff. Yeah, I'm joking.
I think it was an indoor climb. I think it was an indoor climb. You know what else is rough? Wiping your arse with sandpaper.
That was close enough.
Close enough.
Okay, so Thunder fans, okay, Ty, we missed you last week with this, so we left it to Selby to do.
Oh yeah.
Okay, we want you to give a whole rating to a game.
Rating for Defiance?
No, yeah. Okay. Not necessarily Defiance. You can give it for any game.
Might as well make it Defiance.
Let's
get Defiance done. Well, how many hoes would you give Defiance?
Zero to 30 hoes.
Would I give Defiance?
Out of 30.
I would give Defiance 21 hoes.
21?
That's pretty good rating. I would probably agree with him on that.
21?
It will get more hoes as more patches come in. Each patch grants a hoe.
So you're saying it'll be a 30 hoe game is what you're saying?
Yes.
What if the patch does nothing to it?
Then it would subtract the hoe.
Oh.
But there's going to be a giant patch on April 15th.
That's a big ass hoe.
Is this month April?
Yes.
Okay, so April 15th is going to be a giant patch, 8 pages long. Two hoes.
Is that for all consoles or the PC just?
All consoles.
Oh, that's pretty cool. Just while we're on topic of hoe, Ty, what is there anything that you've ever played that you would straight up give 30 hoes to?
That I would give 30 hoes to?
Yeah.
That's what he said, Dota.
Yeah, it's gonna be Dota. Okay.
Another
30 hoe game. Dark Souls would be another 30 hoe game. Oh. 30 hoe. Jet Set Radio Future, 30 hoe game.
I bought Dark Souls, brought it home to play it, left it in the wrapper, never played it, took it back.
Traded it for gears.
And
that was a fucking good purchase.
It was awful. And then I traded gears.
I'm trading my gears in tomorrow.
Oh yeah, that's why we're going to town, I forgot.
Just while we're on the 30 hoe thing before we keep going here a bit more, because there's more news to come, but just while we're on the hoes topic here, Jared, 30 hoe game?
30 hoe game? Probably my favourite game, Soul Reaver, dude.
Soul Reaver?
Soul Reaver.
I fell someone get 30 hoes too?
What a pussy.
Nah, man. I don't like throwing high ratings around, like.
Okay, there's only two games I can think of that I would happily give 30 hoes to. One of them I know Silver's going to go for me on. One 30 hoe game, hands down, Gotcha Force.
Oh, there it is.
Gotcha Force.
Oh, man.
I've realised that in pretty much every single podcast Silver's been on, so, you know, all except episode one, we've talked about Gotcha Force at some point.
Gotcha Force is like a magical combination of like Pokemon, Street Fighter, Transformers.
It's a third person, like over the shoulder, but tower defense at the same time, kind of.
Oh, and there's dragons, and
spaceships. Your mama's big ass titties playing in the center of the map.
And she is the most powerful character, and she'll fuck tile.
Yeah, but no. Well, actually, I made a discovery. I found it there's a method you can use where you can mod your Wii to pretty much work as a GameCube. So all you can do with it is just play like copied GameCube discs. It doesn't even boot up as a Wii anymore. So we discovered that we were looking at cash converters, just, you know, on the off chance we'd find like Zelda or Gotcha Force or anything. Cash converters is a pawn shop, just if anyone's wondering.
Second hand shop.
Yeah, well, yeah.
A thrift store.
Yeah, whatever. So we went there looking. We discovered it would actually be cheaper to buy a second hand Wii and mod it than it would be to actually just buy a pre-owned copy of Gotcha Force. And that's even just to buy the disc without the box. It would cost more.
Gotcha Force has become a cult classic, and as such, you cannot buy it for under £30. If anyone out there would like to donate a copy of Gotcha Force to me and Chris's purple glasses, we would appreciate that.
Yeah, that
would
be pretty chill.
And
but anyway,
we can record the deathmatch while we decide who gets to keep it.
Yeah, of course. And the other 30 hoe game, Jade Cocoon.
Earth. Oh, that makes sense.
Can I get the new one?
Yeah. Oh yeah, of course.
Oh, I go, it's gonna have to be, and I know everyone will agree with me, Spider-Man 2 on the GameCube.
Oh god. Maybe I wouldn't give 30 hoes in that one.
Oh man, that game is
be high.
Definitely be high.
I would give it 30 though.
Yeah, of course, that's your.
But that's a magical game, though. How much time did I spend just web swinging? I didn't even play the campaign for most of it. I just web swung everywhere.
remember that the Yulu t-shirt I bought?
Yeah.
I found like the label lying on my desk here, and the label just literally says "Grey Yulu."
Grey Yulu.
That's it.
I wanted to get a hashtag t-shirt and just follow Chris around.
Yeah, we'd have to stand side by side though, perfectly, otherwise you'd just, you know, be stupid.
Oh, yeah, Cork, can I shoot on you in Dawn of War one more time?
What, the first one?
Yeah.
Maybe later.
Lion, did I ever tell you about when I shit on Cora in Dawn of War? He started raging. He was getting so angry.
Well, you can say that, but I remember you raged quite like a motherfucker doing M. King Ang.
Oh, bitch.
So, you know, it goes around, comes around. But in fairness, Cora is a motherfucker.
Smoke every single game and not being able to play any other character.
I remember correctly that me picking Sub-Zero, Scorpion, Reptile, and still handing you your ass.
Reptile. You would never beat me with Reptile. I would shit on you with Reptile.
I'd shit on you just for being an asshole with Sub-Zero and Smoke.
All right. Anyway, on that topic of fighting games by NetherRealm Studios.
That was actually a complete accidental segue, so I'm taking that one as a victory.
That's a good victory. Injustice demo
was released with four playable characters, Wonder Woman, Batman, and Lex Luthor, and I have been playing the shit out of it.
You said four playable characters, that's three.
I said three. Did I say four?
Is it Lex Luthor, Batman, and Wonder Woman?
Yeah.
I would totally play Harley Quinn all day in that game.
She does look pretty damn good.
Green Lantern. But Harley Quinn, just for the giggity factor.
Alright, so who's here to play the Injustice demo?
Me.
Me and Shelby played it. We played Dragon Slayers on local.
I'm a complete noob to the fucking whole side scroll fighting games. I think
I'm going to get that game so we can play with each other.
Oh, I'm definitely getting it. I'm picking it up in day release.
I know. Alright, Chris, what was your experience of the Injustice demo?
I really had fun with it. It seems like the whole interactive background really adds a whole new element to the fighting game genre. It's something that the fighting game community have really been crying for a long time. It's a new game that breaks the mold a bit. See, MK tried it, but the problem with MK was that when it was released, there wasn't enough passes and stuff, where characters were really broken. I think everyone remembers the fucking Kung Lao Kong infinite for like 98% damage. You know?
So things like that, it
really killed MK9 straight from the get-go.
Yeah.
But with Injustice being from NetherRealm also, they've really learned off what their mistakes were and how quickly the game died out. It runs using the, oh my god, I forgot the name of it, it's like Fatal Instinct. Oh, I'm going to be such an asshole if I get this wrong, but I think it's Fatal Instinct.
So not use the Unreal Engine?
No, this is a Fatal Instinct's a game. Like I said, I'm probably getting the fucking game in this game on, because it's been a long, long, long time since I've actually touched a game. I'm going to say Fatal Instinct is the right one. I'm just going to check it before I make a complete dick.
It uses the Fatal Instinct. What?
No one really cares.
Yeah, we really don't.
No, sorry, it's Killer Instinct, sorry. Killer Instinct was a game that was like, it's a really old school fighting game.
You haven't said what it uses from Killer Instinct.
I'm trying to fucking tell you. What it uses is, instead of being round one, round two, it's you have two health bars. Once both those health bars hit, locks the game over. So it's one round, two health bars.
Okay.
So it's a lot more of a fast paced game. It's not like, you know, you don't have to worry about dicking about for a while and then dying and having to wait for the whole "you win" blah blah blah, wait for the next round to start and go like you would in Street Fighter or MK. It's just down, they punch the ground, up, ready to go. Sort of like, well, MK does do that as well, but it's a lot faster than MK.
It was pretty
when
fun,
I was looking
actually.
At it, they don't have multiple fatalities, do they?
There's no fatalities in the game, it's just a special like your X-ray would be.
The Batman hitting people with a bat will be.
Yeah, that's fucking hilarious. We tested it. We wanted to see if it would work on the roof. It did. Go on the roof.
Batmobile. We were kind of hoping like the bat was just, you know, the flan thing would just come in. But
yes, I was hoping it was going to happen because you're on the roof. But no, that would be a nice touch though.
But yes. So you, what did you like about it?
The playstyle of it's quite good. It is. When you first start playing, you feel very like slow and sluggish. But once you start to pick up on, you know, how things chain together and what links to what, you really start getting a really fast hitting game going. Like, me and Sarah were playing a Dragon Slayer, like I said,
yeah.
And we both were using Batman, and within a few minutes, we'd both learnt enough sort of chain combos and chain commands, where we were able to get through games very, very quickly, and they were getting very clutch, and, you know, it was really fun to play. Like, you were getting quite stressed out playing, because, like, oh my god, one more hit and I'm gone. It was just, it's very bait and switch in that game. There's a lot more footsies in it, you know. It's a lot more about how you control your character instead of just learning one or two moves.
It doesn't look like it has, like, too much complicated combos.
No, they're not.
It uses the MK system off, except you have, like, you know, like, X, forward, Y as a combo, things like that, but you can also have your custom combos, which you can discover when training mode comes out. Like, training mode, I'm probably going to spend the first day of that game just in training mode, just trying to get my head around a few combos. I don't know if it was released today, but I saw it today. They released the Ares versus Killer Frost demo, and Ares looks OP as dick.
Ares, I don't know that DC character.
It's like the God of War in the game. So I don't know. I haven't really know much about DC. Like, I'm like celebrating or anything really about DC.
I get DC. That's why I don't know much about it.
I'm never a big fan of DC myself, but this game just looks so fucking good. But
they have Shazam in that one, right?
Yes, Shazam's in it.
What about the guy who kind of looks like Deadpool? He's like
Deathstroke. Yeah, that's the guy I'm using.
Who?
Deathstroke. I think it's
Deathstroke.
Yeah, that's the guy I want to main.
That guy's pretty awesome too.
Yeah, that's the guy who I think I'm going to probably main with.
He'll never be Deadpool.
No,
he could try.
Yeah, he's pretty awesome.
I'll probably be Deadpool. I love Deadpool.
I love Deadpool too, Ty. Deadpool.
But yeah, you see, you guys played the demo together, and I played it on my own. I didn't enjoy it.
Playing it together is a lot more enjoyable than playing just, you know, the run through the ladder, like those four games you get. Like, that doesn't really give a good experience of the game. You really need to play it with someone. So, like, just grab anyone you know and just get them to play it with you.
That plus me coming from Mortal Kombat, like, I really enjoyed Mortal Kombat because I was alright at it and stuff.
Yeah.
And, I felt like the combat was slowed down, but like you said, I didn't spend a lot of time learning it because
it's the same with MK. When you first get MK, it's all very slow and stuckies as well. You
fucking hated MK at first.
I did, and I really got into it. Like, once I actually found my character low, like once I discovered that I really enjoyed using Reptile, I was able to sort of go with it from there and actually enjoy the game a lot more. So it really comes down to don't you know, disregard the game instantly. Take your time and decide what character you think you like. Get your basic list of who you think you might want to use, and then when you get the game, just sit in training mode, grind through them, and then just decide which character works best for you.
While you're at it, have fun throwing a dumpster around.
Oh yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, the background interaction just really makes that game, because like, you'll be really close to just knocking someone out, and then suddenly it's just the fucking dumpster hitting you, and then it's just a complete game changer from that point.
How much fun that we had. We were like playing Batman. We just kept throwing the dumpster at each other.
Yeah, that was it.
It was like, dumpster, boom.
So like, it's the kind of game, like, you can take it seriously if you want, but at the same time, it's all good fucking games, so. It's a really nice blend of it. It'll be interesting to see how it's perceived in the FGC though. Here, so the Northern Irish FCC, like, we've got quite a few players interested. We've got like 8 to 12 players, depending, who are interested in getting the game going in the main scene. So we're hoping to get a good sort of group of people going up here. And Dublin, I think, going to have a few, but Dublin did have a pretty big MK scene, so we'll just have to wait and see what comes from it.
Cool, cool.
We're going to main Raven and Harley Quinn.
Yeah, cool. Yeah. The main characters I was thinking about was Deathstroke, Nightwing, and Raven.
There's so many good characters. Let me read out my top ones. Actually, not Aquaman, because I didn't like the way he looked in this game.
Aquaman is... Everyone's thinking Aquaman's going to be top tier.
Aquaman is pretty fun to play. I'm definitely not going to play Ares, because I have no idea who the fuck he is. Not Bane, I hate big characters. Batman, no, he's too... Batman.
Everyone be playing Batman.
Everybody be on Batman.
Black Adam, hell no. Catwoman, ooh. Sex appeal or Catwoman, probably Catwoman.
You gotta wait and see how to play her.
Cyborg, hell nah. Deathstroke, maybe. Doomsday, nah, fuck Doomsday. Flash, Flash, yeah, for sure Flash. Green Arrow, ooh, Green Arrow's in this game. Ooh.
We all know how awesome Green Arrow is.
Oh yeah. Green Lantern's awesome. Harley Quinn, probably. Probably Harley Quinn. Hawkgirl, Joker, nah.
Bye. Top characters. Killer Frost. Does this mean you're going to read Frost, all the characters?
He's reading Fiend to send out when he wants to play, then he'll probably give us a rundown of
Killer Frost, Lex Luthor, now. He's probably going to be a big character since he's a pussy in real life.
Yeah, Lex Luthor is a zoning character. Like, his whole game is just keep away. He has a move that just throws the opponent to the opposite side of the screen so he can just start zooming again.
I like that.
And he has an unblockable. Like, he has an unblockable laser. Like, it isn't just me saying it's unblockable, it actually is unblockable.
Oh, Nightwing? They don't have Robin? I'd rather have Robin than Nightwing.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
There can be a Robin on a Nightwing. I mean, Dick Grayson is Nightwing. There are other Robins.
Right, well, Raven. Hell yeah, Raven. Sinestro, it's Green Lantern with yellow. Solomon Grundy, that's that
zombie guy.
Zombie looking nigga, right? Yeah.
Every time
Tony can't fucking do about cosplays that.
Every time
Superman, hell no. Superman's a flamboyant ass bitch nigga.
There's twice.
Superman had a temp.
And Wonder Woman actually looks really ugly in this game. I don't know if it's just me.
Oh, no, the fucking superpowered Amazonian woman isn't good looking.
No, but her face, she just looks like, it's like so big. It's
She's ugly in the face.
It looks like she has Jim Carrey's face. You know, like that really long face.
I don't even know what to say to that.
Yeah, anyway, should we move on?
Just before we touch off things, on day of release, there's also going to come out with a season pass similar to what MK did, where you get 4 characters for the price of 3, along with the Flashpoint character pack, which gives you alternative costumes for Deathstroke, the Flash, obviously, and I believe Aquaman. Not a big fan of the alternative Deathstroke guy, because like a standard costume, like his Deadpool-esque costume.
I really hope that they just somehow, way, shape, or form, throw in the Bat Shark repellent.
Who do you think are going to be the 4 new people?
I think Power Girl's going to be one, because they can't pass up an opportunity to be under those tits in this engine.
Oh, she a Power Girl. Do you know who Power Girl actually is? She's Superman from another dimension.
Brilliant.
Oh, right. You know me. Wait.
So Power Girl's definitely
going to be one. Is it the Wonder Twins? Or, like, you know how it's like, Wonder Twin powers, activate!
Is that the name for Power Girl's tits?
Is that what it is?
I don't know if
they're DC. Oh, hold on. I wonder. You know what I'm talking about, though, the Wonder Twins?
Yeah, I know what you mean, yeah.
I'm talking about, like, the old, I forgot what it was called, dude. Remember, like, the bad guys had their lair in the middle of a swamp look like Darth Vader's helmet?
I haven't heard what the fuck you're talking about, man.
Oh, you don't know what I'm talking about?
I just said that.
I know, but I was saying with more enthusiasm, like, whoa, you don't know what I'm talking about? We're both thinking about the same thing, but we really don't know. What?
From Watchmen or DC, so they could make cameos.
Yeah, so I think it's going to be, Power Girl's probably going to be one. I can see them throwing Robin in just to appease fans who, like, people complain about there being a Robin.
Manhunter, is he confirmed yet?
He hasn't been confirmed, so I think he does a good sense of him, because he's very popular in Justice League.
Yeah.
And so I don't think they might have like a gimmick character like Freddy Krueger.
They could have Metal or something.
No, because I think that it'll be the last character would be like a secret gimmick character, because MK had Freddy Krueger.
Oh, yeah.
Well, but there's so many characters to choose from.
Hopefully it'll be Alfred though.
Oh, you know, it'd be awesome.
Ryan Reynolds.
What about the leprechaun guy that's Superman and his name backwards?
Oh god, no.
Seven, calm down with this.
Mitch's Pedalic.
Anyway.
What is that guy's name? You had to say his name backwards?
Mitch's Pedalic.
Yeah, dude. That would be awesome if they had him in. That'd be such a funny character. You'd just teleport around and be a total troll.
Okay. Yeah, I think we covered this in the one last podcast. Selby actually does have like a legitimate phobia of like leprechauns. It's fucking stupid.
The Xbox is being revealed on 21st of May.
Yes, well, that song just is covered. I'm really hyped for it. A lot of people in the FGC are hyped for it. So
we'll talk about it a little bit more.
It'll be interesting to see how it actually, you know, plays once it's actually released and everyone's had time to grind it out in the lab. So
good for the Super Friends. That's what it was called, Super Friends.
Thank you, Ty. Okay, Xbox news finally.
All right, so
finally getting some Xbox news.
The new Xbox actually has a reveal date, not a release date, a reveal date.
Just one more time to confirm that. It's not coming out on this date, it's being revealed on this date.
Okay, so the Xbox will be revealed on the 20th of May. Revealed on the 21st of May. They've also said
on the 22nd.
They are planning to release in early November. So, Chris.
I don't think this is due November. Basically just keep it till December, get the Christmas rush out.
I think it should do it. No.
Or even do it in January.
People aren't
going to
buy it in December for Christmas. They're going to have their Christmas presents in before then.
That's
actually a fair point.
Apparently, it'll come with 2 pricing models.
They were called the Wonder Twins. I knew it. Okay, go.
The first one costs it around $500, £326. Although they'll probably be higher, then the lower price being $300, £195.
I mean, you gotta go for the big one, though.
Yeah, well, obviously.
You got to.
Also, it comes with some sort of subscription, which is probably just Xbox Live.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that, obviously I can't wait for the next Xbox to see what Microsoft are offering, because we've seen the PS4.
I just can't wait for the announcement to come out so all the fucking rumors can stop.
What might be a fun thing to do would be, when it's getting announced, get us all on a Skype call, we'll all watch it at the same time, that way everyone can kind of...
Oh, that would be fun.
Because, I mean, if it doesn't work out too well, we just won't upload it. You know, if it works out well, we'll upload it as like a bonus episode like we did with GDC.
That would be fun. I would be up for that.
That'd be something to do.
Yeah, of course, Microsoft aren't speculating over rumors.
We gotta address that, like, troll thing that was happening on Twitter.
Yeah, like, one of the employees made a tweet on Twitter saying... So what, the Xbox has to be always online, and all this shit, having a good rant to the public about it, which is a little bit unprofessional.
Yeah.
But Microsoft...
Was the other guy a Sony employee?
No.
There was a guy that was replying to them, and the two of them started arguing with each other.
Right. Yeah. Well, either way, though, he shouldn't have done it.
But it turned out he was trolling.
Yeah.
Was he actually trolling, or was Microsoft just doing damage control?
No, that's the thing. He did it to piss off the guy who replied, who was a Sony employee, but it turned out the two of them were friends in real life. And
what happened? I wasn't listening to any of you guys.
Shocking.
Shocking.
What happened?
But no.
Oh, shit. I think my computer's about to crash.
Oh, no. Wrong, Chris.
Well, I'm the one recording.
Oh, better not. I'm going to kill you, bitch.
We're good. It's fine. I just shit myself a little bit.
Microsoft commented saying that they're sorry that happened. And
it was Adam Orff was the guy.
But he was doing it to troll this other guy who worked for Sony. But
people
turns
took
out,
a lot of offense to it.
What did they do, though? What happened?
He basically commented saying that people who couldn't afford an always online connection were stupid and pathetic.
Pretty much. And then like some guys like, well, but people who live in rural areas don't have good internet connection. He's like, oh, well, they should just move and shit like that. And he was just being an absolute dickhead about it. And people were getting really fucking pissed about it.
But it turned
people
out
are so fucking sensitive. That's what starts wars.
No, we're not. Yeah. God, I'll fucking...
But, yeah. Then there was also two other Xbox devices for entertainment apps rather than games. No, wait, sorry, I'm getting confused. Yeah, another machine seems to be a budget-priced Xbox 360, codenamed Stingray, for release... later this year, and it'll cost about $100.
It's
probably just going to be a console that just plays games. Like, it won't have any app support, it won't have any, it won't have 4D, it won't have...
I don't know what it is.
It won't have Last of Anything. It'll probably just be a very basic console, you can play your game, maybe download arcade games, that'll be about it.
Yeah.
Or if you startle it in shallow water, it'll sting you in the foot.
Either way.
Of course.
50-50.
I would prefer my option.
On
top of that, there is also a thing called Xbox TV apparently being rumored. It just sounds like the play. If I remember correctly, PlayStation did this and it failed epically.
Oh yeah, pretty sure. I think you're right.
It was just like a set box that hooked up to your PlayStation that allowed you to stream TV. It sounds like Microsoft are trying to do the same thing.
See how it goes then.
But yeah. if you have an Xbox, clearly you already have a TV to play it on.
Yeah, I don't even know what to do with that. Before we get wrapping up here,
figured out, I bet you I know who the four characters are going to be.
Oh, God.
Drop him now.
Okay. I'm thinking Bizarro.
Bizarro.
Brainiac. Either Riller or Scarecrow. And then that's from the evil side. Legion of Doom side. And that's what they were called, by the way, the Darth Vader mask guys. Legion of Doom.
Okay.
Bizarro's a classic, you know?
Although I think Bizarro would just be an alternate Superman skin.
Possibly.
Yeah, true. But it's alternate, because we're going to take out Bizarro.
Oh, here you go.
Brainiac, I'm almost positive, is going to be in this bitch. It's Brainiac. He's always been a major, villain, you know?
Yeah, we know he shrunk Condor and everything. He's big.
The Riddler is a big guy, too, like, major hero, and the Scarecrow. They don't have the Scarecrow either.
See, Riddler, Scarecrow, Two-Face, and Penguin all make sub-appearances, in levels. Like, there's an Arkham Asylum level where when you knock a character through a wall, a random character will, on that list, will come out and start attacking them. So, like, the Scarecrow will come out and inject him with the serum, and then it'll all go crazy, like in Arkham Asylum, and he'll be big and start punching the shit out of him that way. Two-Face will come out, beat him up and shoot him, and stuff like that.
Dang.
So I don't know if they'll be included as playable characters, considering they're already part of the background.
Alright, so, good guys side, this is who I think are gonna be. Wonder Twins, just cause how bald would that be? A person that turns into an animal, and a person
Beast
that
Boy.
Can turn
Hello.
Into... I know, but this other, the guy could turn into water. He could turn into a bucket of water, man. He's like a gorilla in the water.
And
like,
Aquaman will fuck him.
I fucking use
okay,
as a
fine.
Bucket of water.
Then we'll just have Beast Boy and a water bitch.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. So, since you brought this back up real quick, though, everyone was speculating over Beast Boy, saying that he'll play similar to Shang Tsung from MK, where different button combinations will make him transform into different animals, which does sound awesome when you think about it, but I don't see that working in a competitive field.
Why not? You can make a big guy, a small guy, Beast Boy could turn into a gorilla, like a cheetah, or...
I mean, the only real thing I could see working would be the gorilla, would be the only one I think would be even useful to do.
When did you become Beast Man?
Never. You know what I mean? Like, I just don't see Beast Boy working as a playable character. I think it'll be Power Girl, Martian Manhunter on the good side, and then have two evil characters as
Brainiac.
Well.
They have to add Brainiac, dude.
I mean, because the cast is split half good, half evil, so they either continue with that, or they'll have, like, you know, three DC characters and then a special character, but speculating until anything's next, obviously.
Yeah.
Anyway, I was talking about it was on Monday, I believe. They had the Call of Duty finals streaming on Xbox Live.
That looked pretty cool.
And that shit looked incredible. And it just pissed me off more, because where the fuck was that shit for Halo?
Yeah.
Halo was a lot more hype than Call of Duty, I think.
I feel like Jared tell me it was on, Chris.
He has his Halo fanboy.
It was next day, like, fucking 5 in the morning, I couldn't sleep.
Oh. Well, thanks for not waking me up, Chris. You're a good friend.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it looked awesome. Like, the setup was incredible. Like, the announcers they had were actually fucking good announcers. Just everything went well. It was good to see Puckett and stuff again, but for some reason, I Just Team was hosting.
I don't know who that is.
Some YouTube bitch.
Oh. Fuck her.
I was like, okay, this is happening. Okay, so I guess we'll probably start wrapping up here soon.
Wait, but what about the Magicka giveaway?
Yes, I was about to say, so Ty, you want to give away a Magicka? Do you want to do that in this podcast since you just did a giveaway, or do you want to hold it for a while?
Let's do it in this podcast.
Okay.
Yeah, you can give
it
away.
So, little voice.
Okay,
this is what you guys got to do.
Pick the question,
you guys,
but don't
you
be a dick about it.
Send in your favorite gay porn to Chris's email. And Chris will handpick his favorite one.
I am completely behind this.
Or you know, you actually pick a proper question and we can...
Okay, proper request. Alright, how many viewers do we have?
It's
zero viewers, actually. We have listeners.
Do you guys have Maxim?
No.
Maxim. I was going to say your favorite Maxim cover models. But since that's a little sexist, we are going to say...
Is
difficult. I got an idea. How about explain a character from Dota 1... And then you guys are gonna have to get the character from Dota 2.
What?
I'm gonna explain the Dota 1 character, like his physical.
I need to make it something simple.
Make it something that a lot of people can enter just from like sort of doing a little bit of research or whatever. Just
doing a little bit of research.
Yeah.
Okay. Anybody want to ponder ideas?
What's the new series of Power Rangers called?
No, fuck off.
I love Power Rangers.
I don't know. Ty, make it something Magicka related.
Magicka related.
Yeah, because
okay. At what war does the Magicka made an expansion pack that had to do with a major war that America was involved in? Name that war.
Is this easily found?
Easily found.
Okay, before we confirm this question, okay, the three of us, we're gonna go and see if we can find this answer from a simple search, and then we'll go from that.
Does it have a number in it?
Okay, Magicka.
I'm just gonna start it right now by
telling. I'm just looking to see if I can find anything that would even be slightly.
I'm not even bothering. I'm playing with a Power Ranger magazine. I really am.
Fucking. I'm not even finding anything at all here. To be honest, if you're talking.
It's so easy. It's easy as shit.
Although, let's face it.
If you even want Magicka, you'll know.
Oh, right. Yeah, I get you. I got it.
Did you find it?
Yeah.
Is it easy enough to come by?
Yeah, it is quite easy enough to come by.
Okay, well, so you think that's an acceptable question?
Yeah.
Okay, Ty, do you want a word at digging out an asshole then?
What happened?
Restate your question so clearly.
As clearly as you can.
As clearly as I can. Yeah. In the game Magicka, they made an expansion pack. In what war that America... Repeat. I'm saying it like a puzzle. Okay. Magicka has made an expansion pack for the game. It has to do with an American war. Well, a war that America was involved in. Name that war.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine. Okay, so what we're looking for is we're looking for the war that that expansion pack was based on.
Yeah.
There we go, that makes more sense. Fuck you.
So just to clarify that, Magicka released an expansion pack that was based around a war that involved America. What is the name of that war?
And then after that, you have to explain how awesome America is.
No, you do not. Just name the war.
Name the war.
Just hashtag BDB podcast.
And post your favorite song about America.
No.
Bonus points if you say America sucks.
Right, guys, quiet. Yeah, so to enter, all you have to do is hashtag BDB podcast on Twitter.
Capital B, D, and B.
Yes, and write your answer. That's it.
So, for example, if the question was what country is Ty from, it would be America, hashtag BDB podcast. That would be how you structure your answer.
Okay, and you could embellish a little bit. You could be America, hashtag BDB, and then write in, America economy is 100 times better than Ireland. America's economy is not based on potatoes. America is amazing. Period. Right. And then you send a link to America, fuck yeah.
Hey, Ty. Okay. Do you know how Chris hurt his ribs the other week? Do you know how much you pay for healthcare? Fucking nothing!
Oh,
he went to the hospital and they didn't charge him a fucking thing. It didn't cost him his house and his fucking college education.
Alright, okay. Yeah. Okay.
All the stores where you guys live are monopolized.
Yeah,
but,
sure.
But who doesn't like Monopoly?
Right.
Fucking being a dog.
Okay, right, we're wrapping up here. We're getting on tangent. So, if you want to win Carpet Magicka for Steam, okay, it is for Steam.
Yep.
Answer the question. Magicka released an expansion pack based around a war involving America. Name that war with hashtag BDB podcast to enter for your chance to win.
Okay.
Thanks again to everyone who did enter the competition to win Darksiders. And if you want to re-enter this competition,
we've said it about a billion times. Okay, right. I think that's
just
awesome.
Clarifying, Jared. Okay, it's called being a professional host. Something that you didn't do again.
Right. Okay.
We done.
Thanks for listening, guys. Until next time. See ya.
Okay, bye, guys.
Thanks for tuning in.
Go ahead.
The Marvel Injustice fucking show.
What?
Thanks for tuning in to what was basically the Marvel Injustice Gods Among Us show.
Oh, shut up, okay. Right.
Bye, guys.
Everyone say goodbye clearly, for fuck's sake.
Goodbye clearly, for fuck's sake.
Right.
Wu-Tang
Jared.
Clan ain't Cheers. Nothing to fuck with.
What?
Okay, we're going now, okay. We're good. Bye.